Who's ready for my final mock draft for the 2024 NFL draft? I'm riding solo tonight. All me, all the time, all my mock draft. Coming up next on the Draft Countdown Podcast. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Draft Countdown Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Bossard. As I said earlier in the intro, it's just me tonight. I'm myself, but you're going to get my final mock draft for the 2024 NFL Draft cycle. And that 2024 NFL Draft is coming up in 22 hours, 58 minutes, and 14 seconds. So we are literally here. It is Draftmas Eve, if you will, here at Draft Countdown. And if you came across live mock draft on YouTube and like, hey, I like that, well, we're going to go live, pick one to the end, all 3 days of the NFL draft right here on the Draft Countdown YouTube channel. So you are going to want to go ahead and subscribe and hit that notification bell so you get notified when we go live and we go through each and every pick of the 2024 NFL draft. I'll get more into that at the end of the show. We got great guests lined up to cover all 3 days of the 2024 NFL draft. But you are all here to see how I am going to lay it out for the 2024 NFL draft. My final mock gets started right now. And the first pick is pretty easy, right? So there's no doubt, there's no suspense on this one. The number one pick of the 2024 NFL draft for the Chicago Bears, and a pick they acquired from the Carolina Panthers prior to last year's NFL draft, will be Southern Cal quarterback Caleb Williams. Round of applause, everybody. Caleb Williams, number one pick of the draft, heading on over to Chicago. I think he's going to be great. The Bears have done a great job building up around him. Lore of him, they've got a solid offensive line, good tight end, brought in Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. I think they're going to add maybe another offensive lineman, maybe a pass rusher for the defense later on. They have the ninth pick as well. So we'll see what they add. But Caleb Williams, undoubtedly QB1 in Chicago as soon as he signs his contract. But that brings us now to pick two and the Washington Commanders. And I'm not going to say this is a feels like a lock, but it's lock-ish, right? And I've kind of felt this way for a while. It seems that they have tuned in on the Commanders at pick two. I believe we'll take LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. Has started 50-plus games over Arizona State and LSU. Just tremendous athlete, one of the best runners in the open field. Arm, good arm, was very accurate this year. One of the best collegiate statistical seasons we've ever seen this past year at LSU. If you're looking at fits of the other quarterbacks available, Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator of Washington, this would seem to kind of gel with what the Commanders are maybe looking at here. So pick two, Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. Brings us to pick three and the New England Patriots. I have toyed and toyed and toyed with having them trading down here because this is one of the worst rosters in the NFL right now. And I think they need just to accumulate picks. I'm just not sure that they see it that way or if they want to trade down. So If they stay put, I thought about maybe Joe Alt, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame, being the pick at three. It would make a lot of sense. Come back maybe at the top of the second round and get one of the other quarterbacks if available. But, I mean, if you're starting over, new franchise, you traded Mac Jones, new head coach, Gerard Mayo, de facto new GM and Elliott Wolf. You start over with the franchise quarterback, right? And that guy at pick three for me is Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina, going pick three to the New England Patriots. We kind of got a little prospect fatigue on May, right? We've been talking about him so much for a while. He's got some mechanical issues, maybe straighten up, but he still has one of the best arms of any of the quarterbacks in this class. Can fit that tight window throw, accurate with the football, makes plays in and out of the pocket. Like I said, he's got some stuff to clean up. I hate to see him go to a situation like in New England right now, like I said, where it's just abysmal, and he might end up being in one of the worst situations that any of these quarterbacks can go to right away. We'll see if they throw him to the wolves right out of the gate or just let Jacoby Brissett take the bullets this year and then let Drake May, you know, take over in 2025. I guess we'll have to see. But right now, that's the play for me, New England. Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina. Pick four, Arizona Cardinals. This is the second biggest slam dunk, in my opinion, in this draft. I don't think Arizona moves out, although you'll hear people mock trades here. With teams coming up to get the fourth quarterback in this case. But I think they stay put, draft maybe the best player in this draft, at worst the second best player in this draft class, and that's Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., a pure technician of a route runner, plenty of speed. He didn't test, didn't have to. He just does everything you want a wide receiver to do, and that is what Arizona needs. They had Larry Fitzgerald. They're basically, I'm not saying getting a clone of Larry Fitzgerald, but essentially that's kind of what they're looking for here with Marvin Harrison Jr. at pick four. Pick five, breaking news here. The Los Angeles Chargers, who were originally picking five, move out here in my final mock draft. With the Minnesota Vikings, who had pick 11, acquired pick 23 in a prior trade with the Houston Texans. And we all talked that they were basically accumulating these picks to move up to get a quarterback. And I predict that they do that here, trading picks 11 and 23 to come up to pick five with the Chargers and get quarterback J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. Now, McCarthy's going to finish 60th on my board. I'm not a huge fan. That he has fans out there. A lot of people love McCarthy, think he's better than Drake May, think he's better than Jaden Daniels. I don't see it. I just did not see enough on tape. You see flashes. You see some decent throws here and there. I don't see enough that screams to me, I got to trade up picks to get this guy. But a lot of teams are going to like McCarthy. He's going to go high, whether I like it or not. So J.J. McCarthy going to a great situation in Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell, great head coach here. They've got weapons in place, solid team, good offensive line. So he would go into a good situation here. And Sam Darnold's not going to be their starting quarterback, right? I mean, you can't be trotting that guy out there in the year 2024 as a starting quarterback. So McCarthy comes in. He'll start, I think, as a rookie in Minnesota. Like I said, they give up picks 11 and 23 to come up. Now, pick six, the New York Giants on the clock. And if one of these quarterbacks had fallen, you know, maybe they make the move here and get the QB. I had originally mocked in like my first rough draft, I had New England trading down 3-6 with the Giants. Giants going up to get Drake May. So I think the Giants stick here. They draft wide receiver is a need. I think that's what they end up going with here. And I think they go with Malik Nabers, the wide receiver from LSU, as the sixth pick of the draft. So Giants select Malik Nabers to be their wide receiver one. That brings us to pick 7 and what appears to be the third slam dunk pick here of the top 10. Tennessee Titans sit on the board. They get their guy, Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame, probably one of the most oft-mocked picks of anyone here. Alt, offensive tackle 1, tremendous athlete, great size, plug-and-play left tackle for Tennessee. Easy pick for the Titans at pick 7. Brings us to pick 8, the Atlanta Falcons. And this could be the first defensive player taken. We've gone all offense 1 through 7. Could it be an edge rusher here? Could it be a corner? Could it be an interior defensive lineman paired with Grady Jarrett? Eventually replace Grady Jarrett, right, is the plan. And that's the plan we're going with. I've seen this kind of start picking up steam here in the last week. Byron Murphy, the interior pass rusher from Texas on the defensive line, I think goes ahead of Johnny Newton, goes ahead of the other edge rushers. Atlanta gets that interior pressure generator, and Byron Murphy also good on run defense as well. So that brings us now to pick 9, currently occupied by the Chicago Bears, but long. That's right. We're projecting another trade here at pick 9, and I had 2 final mock drafts made up. And then the first one I had the Saints trading down. But I talked myself into Mickey Loomis, who is a perpetual trader going up in first rounds of the draft. Good or bad, good, bad, or indifferent. It's just what they do. I think the Saints come up from picks 14 here to go to pick 9. They'll trade pick 45 in the second round that they got from Denver in the Sean Payton trade. They'll swap with the Bears. The Bears will give them pick 75 in the third round. So we'll do a pick swap here. Saints go from 14 to 9 and draft Olu Fashanu, the offensive tackle from Penn State. Was my number one offensive tackle for the longest time. I think he's a tremendous upside, high, just talented player. Left tackle for Penn State, I think could move over to the right side if the team needs him to. I think in this situation, Fashanu starts on the left side for the Saints. They move Trevor Penning over to the right side in case Ryan Ramczyk doesn't allow him to play. We'll see how that goes, but I think Ramczyk might be on his way out. James Hurst retired today. He was the swing tackle for the Saints. So this has become an uber-pressing need for New Orleans. They make the trade up, come from 14 to 9, giving up 45, getting 75 back in return. They trade with the Bears to draft Olu Fashanu. Pick 10, the New York Jets. Thought about Brock Bowers here, but I think the Jets are going to add somebody that's going to be an immediate impact, right? I think that's the case here of what they should do. You got a ticking clock here with Aaron Rodgers, how long he's going to be functional and useful for the Jets. So that window, if you're going to contend, is like now, and they need to add players now to help them contend. So, like I said, I considered Brock Bowers here, but I'm going to move off him and go with the number 3 wide receiver still on the board. Could be number 2, depending on the board you look at. But I really love Roma Dunze, the wide receiver from Washington here, to the Jets, pair with Garrett Wilson. Give the Jets and give Aaron Rodgers just a great 1-2 punch of route running and great hands and deep speed. Adunze, one of the best, if not the best, athlete amongst the wide receiver position in this year's draft class. So Jets draft Roma Dunze, wide receiver, Washington at pick 10. Pick 11 belongs now to the Los Angeles Chargers that we mentioned earlier. They traded back with Minnesota. You have to think Jim Harbaugh is going to want to establish that tough run game. So he gets a mauler at right tackle here with Talise Fuaga, the offensive tackle from Oregon State. Will be the pick at pick 11 for the Los Angeles Chargers. Plug and play right tackle for them. Replaces Pipkins over there on the right side and gets to work as they work to improve that run game. They basically are going to try to be the Baltimore Ravens West here. They've signed multiple Raven running back cast-offs this offseason. brings us to pick 12 in the Denver Broncos. A lot of people think they may be in the quarterback market. Well, that well seemingly is dried up here, unless maybe they want to move back, pick up some picks, and draft Bo Nix or Penix later. I think they stand pat here, and just whoever the quarterback ends up being in Denver this year, be it Zach Wilson, who they acquired in a trade earlier this week for a pick swap late, or Jared Stidham, or whoever ends up starting at quarterback, they need a weapon to help them out. And I can't think of anybody better than Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia, who is tight end one by a mile in this class. He can be a slot receiver, inline tight end, H-back, whatever you want him to do. He's a run-after-the-catch machine. Like I said, he's instant offense in the red zone, in between the 20s, wherever, for whatever team that drafts him. And we'll go from there. So I like Bowers there. Pick 13, Las Vegas Raiders. Another team that I could see trading up for a quarterback. We'll see if they make that move. But if they stay put, they need corner help big. They need some other defensive upgrades as well. But cornerback one for me is Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Top flight athlete. I think he is the pick for the Raiders here at pick 13. I love Quinyon Mitchell. Again, I mentioned plug and play a lot. He's a plug and play starter on the boundary immediately for the Raiders. That brings us now to pick 14, which was owned by New Orleans, now is owned by Chicago. But Chicago, they're moving. Trade here coming on the board for Chicago. They move back again, this time with the Philadelphia Eagles. Picking 22nd. They're going to come all the way up to 14. They give up pick 22 and 53, which is their second round pick, to come up to the Bears. They might have to throw in another sweetener there too to come up eight spots here, but they do so to address probably their biggest need, which is the cornerback position. And they take Terrion Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama, who really emerged this year. Khalil McKinstry got all the hype in the offseason, but Arnold emerged as the best corner on their roster. Could be corner one in this class, depending on who you look at. But the Alabama product tested a lot this year and passed with flying colors. Good athlete as well. So, and he becomes the first Alabama player to come off the board, but certainly not the last Alabama player you're going to hear from in this mock draft tonight. All right, pick 15 now, the Indianapolis Colts. One thing's for sure, we're getting a high RAS here with this first-round pick, right? It's what Chris Ballard does. Minimum 8.6 RAS the last 2 years. That was the lowest of any player they drafted in the last two draft classes. They're not going to dip that low here with pick 15. They could use wide receiver help. They could use some pass rush help here, and that's where we're going to go. They're going to get the first edge rusher off the board. A little surprising he maybe falls this far. But Dallas Turner from Alabama will be the top edge off the board, and he will go to the Colts here at pick 15, like something like a 9.8 RAS, 9.9 of something. Excuse me, crazy. But the Colts get the big athlete, get the pass rusher, and get Dallas Turner from Alabama, pick 15. And rounding out the top half of the first round here, the Seattle Seahawks. And they're kind of in a little transition period here. How are they, or could they move on at some point from Geno Smith? I could see them, you know, maybe Ryan Grubb, the offensive coordinator now, was at Washington last year. Is this a spot if you're going to get Michael Penix into the first round? We could see that. I mean, that maybe they draft him this high, but they got big holes on the interior of the offensive line. And there's some questions about Abraham Lucas's, the right tackle, his health a little bit. So I think they go with the offensive tackle / guard, depending on, you know, different teams are going to have him valued differently, but they don't have to pay a lot in move-in expenses if they stay at Washington and draft Troy Fatanu, the offensive tackle from Washington, goes here, pick 16 to the Seattle Seahawks. So, that ends the first half of the mock draft. I'll go through the picks quickly here for anybody who might have joined late. Pick one, obviously, Chicago, Caleb Williams. Pick two, Washington, Jaden Daniels, quarterback from LSU. Pick three, New England, Drake May, quarterback North Carolina. Pick four, Arizona, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. Pick five, Minnesota comes up in a trade with the Chargers and gets J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback from Michigan. Six, Malik Nabers goes to the Giants, the wide receiver from LSU. Pick seven, Tennessee takes Joe Alt, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame. Pick eight, Atlanta Falcons, Byron Murphy, defensive lineman from Texas. Pick nine, Saints come up from pick 14 with Chicago, draft Olu Fashanu, the offensive tackle from Penn State. Pick 10, the New York Jets take Roma Dunze, wide receiver from Washington. Pick 11, the Los Angeles Chargers, after moving back with Minnesota, take Talise Fuaga, the offensive tackle from Oregon State. Pick 12, Denver Broncos take Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia. Pick 13, Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback from Toledo, is now a Las Vegas Raider. Pick 14 in a trade up with Chicago by way of New Orleans, the Philadelphia Eagles take Terrion Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama. The Indianapolis Colts at pick 15 take Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama. And pick 16, Troy Faltano, the offensive tackle slash guard from Washington, goes to Seattle. All right, everybody caught up? Good. Let's move on now. Pick 17 and the Jacksonville Jaguars. I struggled here, man. I wanted to maybe go with the wide receiver, but feel like maybe corner is in play here. Faltano would have maybe, I would definitely considered him had he still been on the board. But I think they go with the corner and they go with the speed. And I think they go with Nate Wiggins, the cornerback from Clemson, goes at pick 17 here to Jacksonville. I feel like there could be other corners in play. And like I said, often there could be definitely some other positions in play here. But that's kind of where I'm leaning here with Jacksonville and leaning at the corner spot. Pick 18, America's team, the Cincinnati Bengals, on the clock here. And, you know, it's kind of wild. Trey Hendrickson, his agent coming out demanding a trade today, upset that he signed us another contract with the Bengals. I don't quite understand the logic there. But they went edge in the first round last year with Miles Murphy. They've got Joseph Asai, who I'm still thinking they have high hopes for. And Henderson's going to play. He's not going to retire and not get paid. So I don't think that edge comes back in play here, though I would love Laiatu Latu in stripes. But they signed Trent Brown to play right tackle this year, one-year contract. Orlando Brown Jr. on the left side. I could see the Bengals maybe going with another offensive tackle prospect here. Defensive line prospect Johnny Newton could also be in play here at pick 18. But I think they go with the big guy from Alabama, J.C. Latham, the pick here for the Cincinnati Bengals at pick 18. Bengals have shown that lack of testing doesn't really impact them when considering a first-round pick. Latham has no testing data, but you know, he's been a stud at Alabama on that right side, and I think that's kind of where he helps out the Bengals. You know, Trent Brown hasn't played a full season probably in like 3 or 4 years, so odds are Latham would play at some point in his rookie season before taking over full-time in 2025. Brings us to the Rams at pick 19. If they make this pick, and I'm just hoping Les Snead trades out of the first round, just keep the streak alive. Rams have not had a first-round pick since 2016 when they drafted Jared Goff number one overall. But if they stand pat and take here, they got to get some sack production, right? You got to make up the numbers somewhere. Aaron Donald retires. You're not going to replace Aaron Donald. He's irreplaceable. He's one of the best defensive players to ever play the game. But you got to replace some sack numbers somewhere. And I think you go after and get the best pass rusher in this draft class, Laiatu Latu, the edge rusher from UCLA, number three overall player on my board, number one edge rusher in this class for me. He has counter moves for counter moves. He's just a technician out there on the edge. Hand usage, some of the best I've ever seen. I likened his hand usage to Mike Tyson sparring. I mean, that's how fast his hands are disengaging from offensive tackles. I love Latu. I hope he goes a lot higher than this, to be honest. I really do. I'm pulling for the kid. He's got a great story. Medicals, you know, are going to be an issue for a lot of teams. He had a neck issue at Washington, basically got medically disqualified, started playing rugby, and got a doctor to clear him. UCLA said, come on, and the rest is history. One of the best sack artists in college football the last 2 years. Latu Latu, pick 19 to the Rams. That brings us to the Pittsburgh Steelers at pick 20. Could see offensive tackle being in play here, maybe a Marius Mims, maybe one of the other tackles. But there's wide receiver help needed as well. And one is still sitting on the board here, and that's LSU's Brian Thomas Jr., and that's who I'm going to have Pittsburgh taking here at pick 20. Had something like 17 or 18 touchdowns this year for LSU. Just huge numbers this year. Broke out big time. So you're going to get that, the TD production. You're going to get the big hands. Solid route runner. He'll pair nicely at Pittsburgh. Give them another target for Russell Wilson and or Justin Fields, whoever ends up being the quarterback this year. For the Steelers, but giving them a weapon like Brian Thomas Jr. Can go a long way. Like I said, right tackle definitely in play for sure, or left tackle for that matter. But Brian Thomas Jr. is the pick for me here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pick 21, Miami Dolphins, one of the hardest teams I've had to mock for this cycle. Interior offensive line is their biggest need. I just don't know if they would value that at 21. That's where I'm going to have them going here. And I'm going to have them taking Graham Barton from Duke, who I think could play guard. I think can play center. I mean, he played tackle at Duke. So he's got that versatility. He's just a stud. I mean, he's a great player. I just don't know if the Dolphins will value him at 21. But that's kind of where I'm going here. That is easily their biggest need. Just a hard team to mock for. Yeah, going back to Brian Thomas Jr., playing opposite neighbor, scored 17 touchdowns. Ridiculous. 100% agree. But back to Graham Barton. Like I said, this will be a big-time add on that interior of the offensive line for the Dolphins. And that's kind of where you want to bulk up, right? Tua, little tiny guy. You want to kind of keep that middle clean. And Barton will go a long way to helping that. All right, Chicago Bears have traded down twice. They traded down from 9 to 14, then from 14 to 22, and still sitting on the board. You know, they've signed Montez Sweat to an extension, and I thought they might go offense here, but one of the best pass rushers still on the board in this draft class, and I think that's kind of where they're going to go here in this double trade back. So they picked up two second-round picks here by moving back twice. So now they'll have three second-round picks. No, they'll have the two second-round picks. But they get Jared Verse, edge rusher from Florida State, at pick 22 with the two moves back. I like it. Like I said, I like getting all that here for Chicago at pick 22, Jared Verse. Pairing him with Montez Sweat, that's good stuff for Matt Eberflus and company there in Chicago. All right, Chargers move back from 5. They got 11 and 23 from Minnesota. This pick has traveled. The Chargers will be the fourth team to hold this pick. Started with Cleveland, went to Houston, then went to Minnesota, now resides in Los Angeles. And no Mike Williams, no Keenan Allen. That we've added offensive tackle already. We got to get some kind of wide receiver help here for Justin Herbert. And let's just get the fastest guy in the draft. Let's get Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from Texas, 4.21 speed, heading to the City of Angels to play with Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Pick 24 now, the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't necessarily like this pick I'm about to make, but the smoke enveloped me in the last 2 weeks that Patrick Paul, the offensive tackle from Houston, was going to go a lot higher than people think and was going to go in the first round. I hear that and I see a team like the Dallas Cowboys who have a huge need at the offensive tackle position, this seems like a spot that Patrick Paul could land. Like I said, do I necessarily like it? Patrick Paul is like my 54th overall player in this class. This will be a big reach for me. But if he's going to go in the first round, Dallas feels like a landing spot here. So Patrick Paul, the offensive tackle from Houston, the selection for the Dallas Cowboys, pick 24. Green Bay Packers, pick 25. It feels like DB is where they go. I could see offensive line as well, but a lot of those guys have started kind of coming off the board. But we've got a great athlete still sitting on the board, gives us that return, big-time return game value as well. That's Cooper DeJean, the cornerback from Iowa, is my pick here for the Green Bay Packers at pick 25. Pick 26, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is where I can see them maybe going with a corner as well, kind of a big need. And they are just kind of hampered here, but we're running out of corners here in the first round. There's only one left, and that's the other Alabama corner here. Kool-Aid McKinstry, who also gives you return game value for Tampa Bay, is the pick for me at 26. Pick 27, the Arizona Cardinals, kind of in a spot here where they could trade out. I'm not advocating another quarterback here, and I'm not going to have another one go in the first round in this mock. But Arizona, they need to get some pass rush help here. And so they're going to add the edge rusher from Penn State, Chop Robinson. I think fits well with the Gannon defense there as a pass rusher is my pick for the Cardinals here at pick 27. Pick 28, the Buffalo Bills, no bones about it. They've traded Stephon Diggs. They need a wide receiver, right? That's just kind of feels like where they're at. So I'm going to go with Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas, one of the best athletes in this class. Transfer from Georgia. His tape is kind of up and down, right? But, you know, the athleticism, you're taking a chance on the gifts here, and that's what Buffalo, maybe they make the reach here, maybe not. But that's kind of where I'm at pick 28 for the Bills. Pick 29 from the Detroit Lions. This is kind of one of those where it could be an off the rail pick, but definitely could be a pick from the future. But you've got to think they want these tough guys. And I'm going to – The Lions are going to select a guy who broke his leg in the last game of the regular season, but rehabbed enough to test at his pro day and worked out drills at the combine. You can't tell me Dan Campbell and them cats ain't going to like this toughness. And, you know, maybe you move on from Frank Ragnow at the end of this season, or maybe he moves on to guard. But Zach Frazier, the interior offensive lineman from West Virginia, sneaking up draft boards, is the pick for me for the Lions at pick 29. Baltimore Ravens, pick 30. Offensive tackle in play here for me. And Amarius Mims on the board, kind of falling a little bit. Ravens tend to catch those guys that are falling, right? They do seem to do it every year. Ravens, so get pick 30. Give me Amarius Mims, the offensive tackle out of Georgia, going to Baltimore. Pick 31, San Francisco 49ers on the clock, or are they? I don't know if this is going to happen because it never happens. But I'm trying to will this into existence right now, everybody. Cincinnati Bengals never trade up in the first round. They just don't do it, much less trade back into the first round. They've got 10 picks in this draft class. I don't think 10 rookies are going to make this 53-man roster. So let's unload some of these picks, right? And let's get a player that's going to impact you when you're in a Super Bowl window right now. Bengals trade pick 49 in the second round and pick 97 in the third round to the 49ers in exchange for pick 31 and pick 132 in the fourth. So kind of a pick swap there. Bengals come up and draft Johnny Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois. Tremendous interior pass rusher. Should not fall this far, but he has. Bengals attack for once. For once, they do something smart in the draft and attack and get a position of need to draft Johnny Newton. Pick 31. Not going to happen, but like I said, I'm trying to will this into existence, everybody. And that leaves us the Super Bowl champs, pick 32, Kansas City Chiefs. Had them going corner at one point in time. Everybody's going to have them going receiver, and that's probably could be where they end up. I don't know. But for the sake of this argument, I'm going to have them drafting a receiver, and it's going to be, in this case, Ladd McConkey, wide receiver from Georgia, I think is a 32nd pick of the first round for the Kansas City Chiefs. A-plus route runner, A-plus hands, great athlete. He'll be reliable for Patrick Mahomes. Corner could be in play here as well. Maybe offensive tackle, somebody like Tyler Guyton could be in play here for Kansas City. But I'm going to go with Ladd McConkey at pick 32 for the Kansas City Chiefs. To conclude round one of my final mock draft, everybody, that's it. So we'll recap all the picks quickly here. One, Chicago, Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern Cal. Two, Washington, Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. Three, New England Patriots, quarterback, Drake May, North Carolina. Four, Arizona, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. Five, Minnesota in a trade-up, J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan. Six, Giants, Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. Seven, Tennessee, Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. Eight, Atlanta Falcons, Byron Murphy, defensive line, Texas. Nine, New Orleans Saints, Olufashinu, offensive tackle, Penn State, in a trade-up. New York Jets, Roma Dunze, wide receiver, Washington. 11, Los Angeles Chargers in a trade down, Talis Eifuaga, offensive tackle, Oregon State. 12, Denver Broncos, Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia. 13, Las Vegas Raiders, Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback, Toledo. 14, Philadelphia Eagles in a trade-up, Terrion Arnold, cornerback, Alabama. 15, Indianapolis Colts, edge rusher, Dallas Turner, Alabama. 16, Seattle Seahawks, Shoy Fultano, offensive lineman, Washington. 17, Jacksonville Jaguars, Nate Wiggins, cornerback, Clemson. 18, Cincinnati Bengals, J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, Alabama. 19, Los Angeles Rams, Leah Tuilatu, edge rusher, UCLA. 20, Pittsburgh Steelers, Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU. 21, Graham Barton, interior offensive line, Duke. 22, Chicago Bears in a trade down, Jared Verse, edge rusher, Florida State. 23, Los Angeles Chargers in a trade down, Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, Texas. Dallas Cowboys pick 24, Patrick Paul, offensive tackle, Houston. 25, Green Bay, Cooper DeJean, cornerback, Iowa. 26, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback, Alabama. 27, Arizona Cardinals, Chop Robinson, edge rusher, Penn State. 28, Buffalo Bills, Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver, Texas. 29, Detroit Lions, Zach Frazier, interior offensive line, West Virginia. 30, Baltimore Ravens, Amarius Mims, offensive tackle, Georgia. 31, Cincinnati Bengals, trade up, Johnny Newton, defensive line, Illinois. And 32, Kansas City Chiefs, Ladd McConkey, wide receiver, Georgia. That's it, everybody. Let me know what you thought on Twitter, comments, everything. And it was fun. Enjoyed that. It's a bit rough not having anybody to back and forth with, but, you know, we got it done. We finished. It's a good mock. That will be the one I will be submitting to the Huddle Report for official scoring. Last year, my final mock draft was tied for 12th out of 171 people, so hoping to better that this year. We'll see. Maybe I took too many chances here and I kind of plummet a little bit. I don't disagree, Bruce. I don't see how a lot of teams pass on Johnny Newton. I think he's that good. I don't know why he seems to have fallen out of favor with teams. I agree here, Tommy. A lot of depth at wide receiver. Offensive linemen, they're going to get snapped up. It sounds like it's going to be a crazy draft tomorrow night. Speaking of that, our night one coverage will get underway right as soon as the draft does. It's 8 Eastern, 7 Central tomorrow night. We will go bell to bell on night one. I will be hosting the entire evening. We will have Scott Wright, the godfather of Draft Countdown, will be on. Brad Menendez will be here as well. Miranda Wilhelm will be coming in as well. And Brian Lamb from NFL Draft Lounge will come in towards the end of the night. And like I said, we're going to pick 1 to 32. And then on Friday, starting at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, we'll be live for rounds 2 and 3. You'll see me and Brad Menendez going the distance. Rounds 2 and 3, finishing out the first 100 picks. And then on Saturday, it's a marathon. What we're looking at 6-7 hours. We're going to be on the whole time. Pick 101 to conclusion. And the fourth round, Nino Brown from CFB Nation will join me. And then the fifth through seventh rounds, Brian Lamb, NFL Draft Lounge, coming back on to finish out the day for me, where we have to start talking about a lot of these special teams guys lying in the weeds in those 6th to 7th round picks. So we'll try to, like I said, we're going to give you everything. We won't tip picks on the first two nights. When you see it announced on TV, we'll talk about it then. Or we won't talk about it till it's announced on TV, till the world knows. Day three, it's a free-for-all, baby. I see it on Twitter, who the pick is. It's getting – you're hearing it here on the Draft Countdown live stream. We ain't waiting on no TV on day three, baby. So you'll get the pick. So day three, definitely the day you want to be here. Be here all 3 days, but day three is definitely the day you want to be here for that. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in to tonight's live final mock draft here of the 2024 cycle. And again, everybody, if you're following along on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so you'll get tipped off when we go live tomorrow night. Watch us if you're watching us on X or Twitter or whatever as well. Make sure you're following me. Make sure you're following Brad. Follow me at Deep Fried Draft. Follow Brad at Roto Heat Brad. Follow Miranda at Murda. She wrote M-I-R-D-A. Follow Brian Lamb. I don't know what his Twitter is. We'll figure that out between now and then. Follow everybody, and definitely follow at Draft Countdown on Twitter, and follow Shane as well, at Shane P. Hallam as well. Everybody follow that. And if you listen to this audio version of this, which will be up fairly soon on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast, we just 5-star review, share that as well. So, again, thanks, everybody, for watching along. It's been great. We've had a good time with it tonight, and we're ready to go. Draft starts 21 hours now, 22 hours, 17 minutes. I'm pumped, man. I am jacked. It's draft season, baby. Draft season, the draft, draftmas, draft is tomorrow. I'm pumped. I'm rambling now. Everybody, thanks for following along tonight. It's been great. Love having you guys here. And we'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, here on the Draft Countdown YouTube channel.